Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We'd like to welcome you to Bible, Bible Talk. Oh, my Lord. We would like to welcome you to Time to Talk About It. Time to Talk About It with none other than Apostle Gloria Porter. I tell you, this is the day that the Lord has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. My name is Sister Diane, and we will be handling the show today for our apostle today. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the broadcast today. Share it with a friend. Don't forget. I tell you, it is a blessing to see this day, a day that wasn't promised to us. Just say thank you. Oh, Heavenly Father. Yes, we just thank you. Okay. I will begin the broadcast with prayer today. If you would like prayer, or you know someone that is in need of prayer, you can give us a call. That calling number is 347-857-3925 and press the 1, and we will be happy to pray for you. If you have a praise report, you need prayer, you know, you want to give your life to Christ, just go ahead and dial that number and press the 1. Again, that number is 347-857-3925. And we will definitely accommodate you today. Hallelujah. Okay, I'll begin with prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of kings and Lords of lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness in those that we are praying for, Lord. Father, forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, you know each and every person name by name, Lord, Father. Father, you know what they're in need of, Lord. Father, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for their loved ones, Lord, Father. Heavenly Father, as we touch and agree with them, Lord, Father, we thanking you right now for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold all those that have lost loved ones, Lord, Father. Father, as we hold them before you, we ask you, O God, to send your comforter to them, Lord, Father. Father, we continue to hold the Barnes family in prayer, Lord, Father. We hold Pastor Sheila Spencer family, Lord, Father, in prayer, Lord, Father. We hold Bishop Jordan family right now, Lord, Father God, in prayer, Lord, Father. We hold before you the Benjamin and Vailay family, Lord Father. We hold before you, Lord, the McGrath and Roberts family right now in prayer, Lord Father. And Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for your comforter right now, Lord Father. Comforting hearts, Lord Father, giving them the peace, O God, that they need in you this day, Lord Father. Knowing, Lord Father, you said you will not leave us comfortless, Lord Father. So we're standing on your word right now. In the name of Jesus, and we say thank you. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Carolyn and Larry, Lord Father, Townsend, Lord Father. Touch them right now, Lord Father. You know what they're in need of, Lord Father, and what they're asking for prayer for right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thank you, we glorify and we magnify you. For your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Logan, Lord Father, that needs a bone transplant, Lord Father. Father, touch his body right now, Lord Father. We speak healing to his body, Lord, from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord Father. Touch, Lord Father, in a mighty and a special way, Lord Father. Father, touch his mother, Lord Father. Continue to strengthen his mother and all those that are supporting her right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, I hold before you, Lord Father, Jean, Denise, Renisha, Rashawn, Lord Father, Esther right now, Lord Father, Denisha, Lord Father, Shania, Lord Father, we hold them before you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, covering them under the blood as we speak healing right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, knowing that nothing is too hard for you, Lord Father. Healing, touch the immune system right now, Lord Father. We speak healing, Lord Father. You say healing is the children's bread, Lord Father. We say thank you. We glorify and magnify you, O Lord. Knowing, O God, that you are, Lord Father, the best physician, the best healer, Lord Father, the best way maker, problem server, Lord Father. We thank you, we glorify, and we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask you to touch Minister Frazier right now, Lord Father. Continue to touch his body. Lord, we thank you for what you have done for him and doing for him, Lord Father. Oh, Father, touch him right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father, as he continue to recover, Lord Father. Strengthen him right now, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father, to keep him covered under the blood from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Paul Gay and his wife right now, Lord Father. We ask that you continue to touch their body, Lord. Touch their immune system right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, Father, we bless your name. We magnify your name, Lord Father. Father, you grant us this day, Lord Father, a day that wasn't promised to us, O God. You woke us up this morning, clothing our right mind, O God. Oh, Father, we just say thank you. We take nothing and no one for granted, Lord Father. Father, knowing, Lord Father, that we could have been that one, Lord Father, waking up in judgment today, Lord Father. But we thank you for your goodness and your mercy, Lord Father. We thank you for your many blessings, Lord. We thank you, Lord Father, for being a merciful, loving, and forgiving God, Lord. A God of many chances, Lord. We thank you, Lord Father, for continually loving us, Lord Father. Even when we don't love ourselves, Lord Father, you love us, Lord Father. We thank you. Father, we take you not for granted, Father. I take you not for granted, Lord, Father. I thank you, Lord, for always looking over me, Lord, Father. Father, I thank you for always looking over my loved ones right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, so much, Lord, Father, is going on, Lord, Father. So many people need prayer, Lord, Father. We pray right now, Lord, Father, for Haiti right now, Lord, Father. The people, Lord, Father, let them cry out, O God, to you, Lord, Father. Father, all those where the hurricanes has hit, Lord, Father, that is going through devastation right now, Lord, Father, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for keeping your people in the ark of safety, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, as we continue to pray for our borders right now, Lord, Father, against hurricanes, Lord, Father, against attacks right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, canceling their assignment of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus and rendering it null and void, Lord Father. We pray right now for Afghanistan, Lord Father. Oh, Father, touch right now, Lord Father. Those are your people, Lord Father. Have mercy right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We just say thank you. We glorify and magnify you right now, Lord. Touch our listeners, O God. Father, you know what they're in need of, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for being their supplier, their way maker, their healer right now, Lord, Father, their comforter, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, that when the enemy came in like a flood, you lift up that standard against them right now, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, when you heard, Lord, Father, Lord, have mercy, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for your mercy, Lord, Father. We thank you, O God, when we say, Lord, Father, have mercy upon us, Lord, Father. We thanking you, O God. We thanking you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, Father, when we plead the blood and you saw the blood, Lord, Father, and you, Lord, Father, move over, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for just passing over us right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Oh, Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast right now, Lord, Father. The airways right now, canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast, Lord, Father, to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast. And we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. And we say, Holy Spirit, take control and have your ways. You speak and through and just have your way, Lord, Father. We thank you for just healing and deliverance right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, I ask you to continue, Lord, Father, to cover my apostle under the blood, Lord, Father, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father, I thank you for healing virtue continually flowing through and through her, Lord, Father. I thank you right now for healing and strength of her body right now. In the name of Jesus, knowing that no weapon that is formed against her shall prosper, Lord, Father. Father, continue, Lord, Father, to keep that hedge of protection round about her. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, I thank you for my leaders, Lord. I thank you for my apostle, my bishop, and my pastor, Lord. Father, continue to keep them covered under the blood right now, that hedge of protection round about them, Lord, Father. No weapon that is formed against them shall prosper, O God. Father, I thank you and I glorify you, Lord, Father, how you continue to use them, Lord, Father, to bring forth the word, Lord, Father. Father, continue to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate them this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
All right. Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God for Sister Diane and thank God for that powerful prayer because truly she is a prayer warrior. Praise God. Man, if you, man, want somebody to pray for you, she is one that don't mind praying. Praise God. One that can get a prayer through. Praise God. And she is, man, our host on the Wailing Wall. Praise God, every Friday night at 11 o'clock, amen. And we just thank God how God have elevated her and have blessed her. Praise God. She don't have no shame in her game. She will pray. Man, if you call her, praise God, she'll say, let's pray. Man, whatever the condition, whatever the situation, the problem, the trouble, praise God, she will pray. She will call on the name of the Lord because she knows that there is power in the name of Jesus. There is deliverance. There is healing. Whatever we need is in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, we know that here at City of Victory, and I do believe that you know. Praise God. Amen. We know now we are living in a troubled world. Amen. Trouble in the world, but thank God that we serve a God, amen, that know all about, amen, the trouble, all about the situation. Amen. We turn it over to him because he's able. Amen. Am I right? See, you don't have to carry it. He said, bring your burdens to him. Amen. He'll work it out. Praise the Lord. He will work it out in the name of Jesus. All right. Praise the Lord. Let me give you, amen, a little word, amen, for the day. Failing is a cloud that floats between man and success, shielding him from the blistering ray of pride. Oh, I like that. I'm going to read that again. Failing is a cloud that floats between man and success, shielding him from the blistering ray of pride. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God, amen, for that word. Man, just a little thought to carry you on for the day. Praise the Lord. Amen. We want to say continue praying much, amen, for Apostle. Pray for, amen, for the ministry. Just pray for us. Praise God. We pray ye for one another. Am I right? Man, prayer is universal. I like, you know, Sister Diane said that all the time. Prayer is universal. You know, sure, you have your private prayer, your personal prayer. Amen. And that's what we all should have. We all should have our altar somewhere in our home. Praise the Lord. Amen. But when we come together, like we're doing now, amen, I don't have to be where you at, amen. If you are tuning in, wherever you're whereabouts, man, we are together, praise God, because you are here to hear, amen, a word, amen. And that's what we have for you. We don't have our opinion or what we think about it, praise God, but we coming from you from the word of God, amen, to tell you what thus said the Lord. Mm-hmm. Praise God. And then that's what it's all about. Man, you need a word, a retina word, a rhema word from on high. Praise God. To carry on, amen, through the day. Amen. To carry on for the rest of the week. Praise God. Up to Sunday when you go to your service. Praise God. And you get more, amen, energy, spiritual energy. Amen, where we can be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Praise God. Amen. Yesterday we, amen, had a word. You'll be caught between a problem and a promise. But today we want to talk about facing the giant. Facing the giant. Praise the Lord. Facing the giants. What you mean about that, Bishop? I mean, praise God, in our lives we all have some giant situations, giant problems. And sometimes it could be a sickness that can be very giant in our lives. Praise God. But the only way that we can combat it, we got to face it. We got to come one-on-one to look that giant. We can't look him eyeball, because he's a giant. But we can get face-to-face with him. Praise God. He's looking down on you, and we're looking up to him, but we serve a God that is bigger than the giant. Am I right? Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God, amen, that we serve a God that is bigger than the giants that we face. Praise God. If you have your Bibles, praise God. I wanted Sister Diane to read for me, but she's busy there. In the book of 1 Samuel, in the book of 1 Samuel, praise God if you have your Bibles, in chapter 17, 1 Samuel chapter 17, amen, and we're going to begin our lesson today, beginning at verse number 2. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together, and they encamped in the valley of Even, and drew up in a battle array against the Philistines. The Philistines, verse 3, stood on a mountain on one side, and the Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, with a valley between them. How many know there's always a great gulf between good and evil? Am I right? Good on one side, evil on the other side. And the Philistines was always a thorn in Israel's side. They was one of their worst enemies that they fought against. Praise the Lord. Now, they come down to the heated battle where they were standing each other, and one on one mountain and another on the other mountain. And the word of God said it was a valley between them. How many know, praise God, that we serve a God that will be with us on the mountaintop, and he also be with us in the valley. Oh, you know, I feel something here now. Praise the Lord. Now, we're going to fast forward, and we're going to go down to verse number 8. Okay? The Philistine, if you read from verse 4 all the way down to verse 7, all he had on, and I tell you, the devil always come prepared. He always come to intimidate, to try to scare you, to put fear in you. Praise God. So he was dressed from head to toe. If you read verse 4 all the way down to verse 7. Beginning our lesson now at verse 8. Then he stood and cried out to the army of Israel, talking about Goliath, and said to them, "Why have you come out to line up for battle? For I am not a Philistine, and you the servant of Saul, chosen man for yourself, and let him come down to me." The devil always want to threaten you, call you out, see? Want to say you're scared, want to say you're chicken. But how many know that the God that we serve did not give us the spirit of what? Fear. Am I right? But of love, power, and of a sound mind, in the name of Jesus. And in verse 9, if he is able to fight with me, see, he's still running his mouth. See, talking about facing the giant now. If he is able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your servant. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you should be our servant and serve us. See? He's calling God's people out. The army of Israel, he's calling them out to fight against him. What are we talking about? Facing the giant. He wants somebody to come out and face him. Praise the Lord. And the Philistine, verse 10, said, "I defy the army of Israel this day." See? give me a man that we may fight together. See what I tell you? See? Because he's big, he thinks somebody's scared, you know? And I'm going to say again, God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. Praise God. We often pray, and don't we say, Sister Diane, we want to pray for holy boldness.
Amen.
And when we face the giant, I do believe that we need what? Some holy boldness. Am I right?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. In verse 11, when Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and great afraid. Out to fight, but nobody got courage. Nobody got a mind to go out against this 9-foot giant, to face this giant, to fight against him. What kind of giants that you have in your life? If they 9-foot, if they're so big that you can't pay your bills, if that giant big enough where you can't find a job, if that giant big enough that the doctor didn't give you a bad report and you yet got hurting and situations that are going on in your body. So what giant are you facing? You know, we all face a giant every now and then. Come on now. See? But we serve a God that is bigger than the giants in our lives. Praise the Lord. Now, verse 12 say, now David was the son of the Ephraimite of Bethlehem of Judah, whose name was Jesse, and who have 8 sons, and the man was old and advanced in years in the day of Saul. And the 3 oldest boys, they would always go out with Saul to battle. David was the youngest, and he would stay home, but he just only just stay home and play around and in the yard and go and do thus and so. He was a shepherd boy, and he was on the backside of the mountain, and he would keep a few sheep. That's what he would do. But then the father asked him to go take some food down to his brothers where they can have something to eat during the time of the battle. And I'm going to fast forward here, and we're going to go down to verse, praise God, 17. Then Jesse said to his son, David, take now for your brothers and Ephraim of dry grain and these 10 loaves and run to your brothers at the camp. See, he give them to take them down some food where they can eat. Praise the Lord. And fast forward, I'm just trying to fast forward. So David rose up early in the morning and left his sheep with a keeper and took the things and went as Jesse had commanded him, as his father told him. He was obedient. And he came to the camp as the army was going out to fight and shouting for the battle. For Israel and the Philistines had drawn up in a battle array, the army against the army, an army against an army. And David left his supplies in the hands of the supply keeper, ran to the army, and came and greeted his brothers. Now, he did what his father had told him to do, but notice he hung around. And while he was hanging around, he heard Goliath challenging the army of Israel. Then David spoke, I'm fast forward, verse 26. Then David spoke to the men who stood by him, saying, what shall be done for the man who killed this Philistine? And take away the reproach from Israel. For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God. David asked the question. See, when you have assurance and you have something in the inside, you don't look at the size of the situation. You don't look at the condition. Praise God. When you got God in your heart, in your life, when you know that you know that you know that the God that you serve is able to turn any situation, to bring down any giant in your life, if you, amen, believe in faith and trust God. And this is where David was. Praise God. He was a man after God's own heart, a little young, rowdy, young boy. Got courage. Praise God. Now, verse 27 says, and the people answered him, the men answered him in this matter, saying, so shall it be done for the man who killed him. See? Now, here where criticism come in. And ain't it funny? Criticism come from your own family. When you facing giants in your life and you looking for family to support and to help you, the oldest brother, praise God, amen, he was the one began to talk, and he said this, praise God, in verse 28, the oldest brother, when he heard David speaking to the men, he got angry, and he said to David, why did you come down here? Now, you know why David come down there. Verse 28, he come down there because his father sent him there to bring him some food. Praise God. But he can eat. And with whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? See? Now, he's trying to just make him feel bad in front of the other men. Now, with that in verse 29, criticism couldn't stop David. What will stop you when you're facing a giant? That's my question to you today. While the rest of the army stood around, he knew the importance of taking action. See? When you know that you know, praise God, that God is on your side, man, you want to do something about that giant in your life or what you're facing, praise God, you want to do something about it, praise God. And with God, praise God, you know he had God to fight for him. See, I just said that when you know, there was no reason to wait for people to be, amen, standing around. But you know why they was doing it? Because they was afraid. Why are you so fearful now? God done brought you thus far by faith. Do you believe that his grace and mercy is able to carry your own? Huh? Do you believe that he was strengthening you in the time, praise God, of this battle? Now when you are facing the giant, the battle is not yours, but the battle is the Lord. See? Do you believe that he will abandon you and leave you? We don't serve a God, praise God, put you out there, praise God, facing the giant, and then leave you. When you are standing up for right and righteousness, praise God, he will, amen, do great things, praise God, in your life. Why? Because he is supernatural God. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. And he's everywhere all at the same time. But David, praise God, had something in the inside. And he wanted to do something about this giant, amen, defining the God that he served, praise God. What about you today? Are you serving the true and the living God? Do you know, amen, that Jesus, amen, is in your life? Amen, he's your personal, praise God, Savior. He brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light. And you can forget about those things that are behind, and you are facing a giant now. praise God, even as you speak. What janks are you talking about, Bishop? Amen. Problems. Amen. Situations, conditions in your life, praise God. The bell, praise God, can sometimes can get very, very, amen, hot. But thank God that we serve a God that is able to do abundantly and above, that all that we can ask or think, according to the power that lies within us, because greater that is in us than he that is in the world. Oh, he can turn that thing. Praise God. Oh, whatever giant you're facing. Praise God. Now, the people, amen, may try to discourage you. And this is what David and his brother tried to do to him. Praise God. With negative comments. See? Tried to make him feel bad. You got enough going on in your life, praise God, being around negative people, and they talking negative, praise God, and they don't make it try to help you. They're making it worse. Amen. I often say, amen, we ought to be a help and not a hindrance. Amen. We ought to be able to build and not tear down. Okay. We ought to be a help to people, amen, and not hurt. Am I right about it? Now, the negative comments or his mockery didn't stop David, but continue to do what's right when you are facing, amen, the giant. Man, amen, you don't need that, amen, when you are facing, amen, the giant in front of you, that problem in front of you. And then here come the negative from the left, from the right. Praise God, that try to, amen, to really discourage you. Praise God, to keep you down in the mock and the mire clay. When God have brought you out of them, and you can lift up your head, knowing, oh God, that he will fight your battle. Praise God. Now, continue to do what's right, to know what is right. By doing what is right, you will be pleasing God. See that? Don't let discouragement turn you around. Don't let disappointment turn you around. Don't let people's words, amen, especially coming from family when you're facing a giant, amen. Man, David even said this one time. He had to encourage his own self. See, when you're facing a giant, see what you got to do? You got to encourage your own self. So keep doing what is right. You will be pleasing God. See that? Because he ain't going to leave you by yourself. He said, I'll be there. He said, I'll be with you to the end of the world. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All praise the Lord. Why opinions? God, please God, who opinion matter most. Now, who you going to trust in? Who you going to believe? Praise God. Amen. Man. Are you going to listen to that negativism and you facing the giant? Are you going to believe God? Praise God. Who is the author and the finisher of your faith? Praise God. That can turn that midnight into day. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Amen. God will do it. Now, verse 30 says, then he turned from him towards another and said the same thing. And these people answered him as the first one did. Praise the Lord. Now when the words which David spoke were heard, they reported them to Saul, and he sent for him. See, the king sent for him. Saul sent for him. Praise the Lord. He sent for him. Now when the words which David spoke were heard, they reported them to Saul, and he sent for him. Then David said to Saul, let no man's heart faint because of him. Look at this. Oh, help me somebody. Oh, look at this, this courageous young man. Praise God. After hearing all the criticism coming from his older brother and mocking him and say, you done left them few sheep and you know, ain't nothing gonna change, and amen, you making the situation worse than what it is. But I tell you what, he didn't go out there and fight him. Okay? And it's funny, nobody want to give you anything when you're facing the giant, but run their mouth. And that's what his older brothers are doing. But guess what? In verse 32, look what David said. Then David said to Saul, let no man's heart faint, fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine. Oh, I'll face the giant. I like that. That's enough to make you shout. Don't you think? God always got somebody. Uh-huh. God always got somebody will stand up and fight and face the giant. Praise God. Verse 33, and Saul said to David, you are not able to go against them. Now, here's the king. Here's the leader. He didn't got it from his family. Now he getting it from the king. And Saul said to David, you are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are a youth and a man of war. He's a man of war from his youth. That man been fighting all his life. Boy, you young man. But ain't you glad that God don't look at the outer appearance? But he searched the heart. Huh? When you're facing the giant. Now, if you, what you think Las Vegas would have put odds on this in battle? See, if you would have been on David, I tell you, you wouldn't have to worry no more, would you? Huh? Praise the Lord. Now, verse 34 say, but David said to Saul, your servant used to keep his father's sheep. See, now here's his testimony. See, when you're facing the giants, you can tell folk from what God brought you through in the past. This ain't the first giant that he had faced. Come on now. See? In order to have a testimony, you got to have a test. And he had been tested. In verse 34, watch this. But David said to Saul, your servant used to keep his father's sheep. And when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb out of my flock, I went out after it and struck it and delivered the lamb from his mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by its beard and struck and killed it. Then he went barehanded. He didn't say he had no nothing in his hand. Look at that. Courageous. Courage. Confidence. Facing a bear. Usually when a bear come out and stand up on his hind legs, what we do? Run. Am I right? When a lion roar, what we do? See? We freeze up. Am I right? But look at David. Verse 30 said, your servant has killed both lion and bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them. Oh, I like that. Hey, when you're facing the giant, see, God got somebody that gonna stand up, see, against the devil. Ain't gonna knuckle under. Ain't gonna be fearful. Ain't gonna be scared to fight. Praise God, when the rest of the army was backing up. How many know that God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind? Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You know, when you look at the armor, notice he give us armor from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, but he didn't give me no armor for our back. That means he don't want us to run. Come on now. See? God can't use no cavalry soldiers. Uh-uh. See? Not in God's army. Oh, praise the Lord. Verse 37. Moreover, David said, the Lord who delivered me from the paws of the lion and from the paws of the bear, he will deliver me from the hands of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, go. Told him to go, and the Lord be with you. Oh, go, you got my blessing, because I ain't going to do it. Oh, chicken, scaredy cat, the leader. Huh? Who are you following today? See? If God is on your side, the battle have already been fought, and the battle have already been won. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, behind every dark cloud, that sun will shine. It's a brighter day. Praise God. And see, David knew that. See, when he was on the backside of the mountain, he's keeping a few sheep. He just wasn't there just keeping sheep. He was writing songs, meditating on God Almighty, on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and the God of Jacob, who rule and super rule and had creation in thy hand. Praise the Lord. Ain't God good? Then he was anointed. See? David got anointed 3 times, but it was the first anointed from Samuel, praise God, that give him victory. See that? And God moved in his life. All right, let's fast forward. Praise God. Let's go to verse 46. Here's the bell now. This day, the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head, from you. And this day I will give the carcass of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Oh, there's a God. And the God is on this side of the mountain. Oh, praise God. You got a giant on the other side of the mountain. But I thank God that we got the Almighty God, praise God, that is bigger than any giant in your life. Ain't you glad about that today? Praise God. What separate us from the love of Almighty God? What would separate you? The giants in your life would separate you. It didn't do it for David, because David knew the God that he served. Praise God. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee. Oh, I like that. Praise God. Verse 37. Then all this assembly should know that the Lord does not save with swords and spears, for the battle is the Lord, and he will give you into my hand. You're going down. You're bigger than me, but you're going down today. See how you got to speak? See, you get what you say out of your mouth. You speak those things that not as though they were, already were. See? He spoke victory. He spoke victory when he was facing the giant. He spoke it. He spoke deliverance for not only him, but for Israel. Because it was a battle. This was a physical battle. Life on the line. And the giants called them out. Whoever come and fight against me, if he kills me, we'll serve y'all. If I kill him, y'all have to serve us. The devil always want you to bow. Bend and bow to him, but not so. Thank God that Jesus said, but I come where you may have life and have it more abundantly. Praise God. Ain't you glad about it today? That's enough to make you shout. Praise God. Yeah, you're facing a giant. Yeah, it looked bleak. right now in your life. But praise God, amen. Speak victory. And that's what David done here. Verse 48. So it was when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David. Here it come. That David hurried. David ran. Ain't this something? David ran toward the armor to meet the Philistine. He didn't walk. He ran out there. So David prevailed over the Philistine, verse 50, with a sling and a stone, and struck the Philistine and killed him. Oh, praise the Lord. Let me get my pages here straight here. In the name of Jesus. But there was no sword in the hand of David. See, he didn't have no sword. Because during battle, you always have a sword on your side. And supposed to have all the armor on. But David was so little, he couldn't carry all that stuff. It weighted him down. He couldn't even walk. So he told Saul, I can't walk with all this. So he shedded it. When you go into battle, you got to shed some stuff. You can't be weighted down. Praise God. Verse 51. Therefore David ran and stood over the Philistine. Now he didn't took him out. You know what the old saying? The bigger they are, the harder they fall. Can you imagine how that big giant, when he hit the ground, how he shook it down in the valley? Now both army on both sides watching this battle, because they looking down on it. And therefore David ran and stood over the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out and his shield and killed him and cut off his head with it. And when the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. They ran. You see, when the devil go to running, get behind him. See? Catch up with him. And cut his head off. See? You don't supposed to let him. Yeah, come on. Well, Jesus said he's supposed to be up under our feet. Am I right? All right, then. He's supposed to be under our feet. Praise God. See? So don't let the giants intimidate you because of his size. Quit looking at his size. Quit looking at the condition. See? And believe God's word. He said, the battle is not yours, but the battle is the Lord's. It's his. He'll fight your battle. When that battle get too hot, he'll step right in and you missed out your situation. And he'll do it for you. Praise God. So they prevailed that day. Oh, this is similar. That they were similar on each side of the mountain. They should know that the Lord saved not with sword and spear. For the battle is the Lord. And he will give you into my hand. Oh, he did it. Praise the Lord. God worked it out. You know, and it's funny how God take little simple objects to fight battle when you're facing the giant. What objects like you're talking about? David had a slingshot and took one stone. But he went down to the brook and he put five in his pouch. And why five? And he didn't need but one. The first one he picked up was a J. The second one he picked up was an E. The third one he picked up was an S. The fourth one he picked up was a U. And the fifth one he picked up was another S. J-E-S-U-S. J stands for justice. E stands for eternal. S, his saving grace. U, he's universal. And the last S is his saving grace. All praise the Lord. J-E-S-U-S. And that's what David used. Now, in Moses' time, in Exodus chapter 4, verse 2 through 4, God gave Moses a staff. In Joshua chapter 6, verse 3 through 5, he gave Joshua a horn. I'm talking about the object that God used for victory. Why a horn? Y'all remember the story when Joshua went across at the Jordan River and they was facing the giant that had the Jericho wall? Come on, I got one amen here. And God told him what to do. Say, I want you to go around the wall of Jericho, the city, one time for 6 days. And on the seventh day, I want you to go around seven times. And on that seventh time, I want you to blow your horn. And the people shout, praise ye the Lord. And the walls came down. Huh? That helped to fire, throw down spear, helped to shoot down bow arrow. See? I'm talking about the object that God used. God always have a way that is mighty sweet for his people. Okay, in Judges 6, 36, Gideon, amen, he laid out a fleet before the Lord. In Judges chapter 7, 19 through 22, it was a horn and a jar for Gideon. I'm talking about the things that, amen, God gave his people at that time, just a simple object and also a torch that he gave Gideon. Now, in Judges 15 and 15, y'all remember the story of Samson, how he destroyed 1,000 Philistine with a jawbone of, praise God, of a donkey. Praise God. Praise God. In 1 Samuel 17 and 40, David, a smooth stone. Okay? In 2 Kings 4 and 1 through 7, Elisha, olive oil, all right, and also in a river, amen, when he took a branch, when the axes were lost, and he said, where did you lose it? And the young man showed him, and he took a branch off a tree and threw it in the water, and the axe head floated. I'm talking about a simple object, how God used for supernatural miracles when you're facing giants, when you're facing a battle. God takes simple things, praise God, to confine the wise. Come on, help me out, Sister Diane. Jeremiah in chapter 13, 1 through 14, praise God, he had a linen belt, a jar of clay. Now, in Mark chapter 6, 13 through 44, we all know this one. Jesus took two fish and five barley loaves of bread and fed 5,000. Now, we know 5,000 people in any city, any state, in this United States, 5,000 people will clean any supermarket out, any Walmart. 5,000 people, you turn them loose to get free food, somebody ain't going to get something. Am I right? Come on now. But facing the giants, how God can take simple, praise God, objects to do his work. when you're obedient, when you listen to that small, still voice and obey what he is telling you and I to do in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Now, you ever notice how a pack of wolves run, they run in packs. They never be by themselves, ever, right? Okay, let's break that down. P, that's the beginning of the word pack, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Mean participate, take part, or sharing, each, investors. And that's what David done. He participated, not only participate, he went in and put his words into action. See? A, achievement, the act of accomplishing, of finishing something. He did that. He accomplished his mission, the act of accomplishing and finishing something. He slew the 9-foot giant. See? All right. C, commitment, the state of being committed. To who? Almighty God. He said, you come to me with spears and shields, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. Oh, help me somebody. David was committed. What about you today? Are you committed? Are you facing your situation? Or will you knuckle under and be like the rest of the army? Or stand back, backing up, because the problem is big and you don't know what to do about it? He said, bring your problems to the Lord and leave them there. Because he is a heavy load sharer. He is a burden bearer. He's a mountain mover when you're facing a giant. Praise God. And the last letter is K. I mean kind. Are you kind to one another? Be kind in success after you done made it, after you done slew the giant. And that's what David, and David, after doing all this, and Saul kept his promise, gave him his daughter, then he got jealous of him. But David always tried to comfort him. He was his armor bearer. He tried to soothe him, tried to play for him. See? So David always was kind. Are you kind? Amen. Be kind in success. See? Oh, look at me, what I've done. No, look what God did for me.
Amen.
Are you listening to me? See? It's what God did for you and I. Praise God. Amen. Thank God that Jesus paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin left a crimson stain, but he washed it whiter than snow.
Mm.
Praise God. Oh, I'm glad about it today. It ain't no big eyes and no little use. God will use whoever when you're facing any giant situation if you be like David. Amen. David was a man of God's own heart. Sure, he had a weakness. Praise God. Like any other person, he had a bad weakness. Praise God. Man, he had a man, praise God, killed about his own wife. Praise God. And then try to cover it up. But guess what? His worst sin was when he went to number the people, and God told him, don't do that. But he did it anyway, and he got in trouble with God. Praise God. It ain't how many, but it's knowing that God is on your side. And I want to say to you today, he said, well, if there's two or three gathered together in my name, there, he said, he'd be in the midst. God don't need no whole lot of folk. Man, David went out there by himself with God on his side when the rest of the army was backing up and scared to face the giant. And that's what I want to say to you today. Where are you today? Where are you? Do you know that your life is pleasing the Lord? You're going to have trials and tribulations. He's in the world. You're going to have trials and tribulations. We all have problems. We all have trouble. But he said, be of good courage. See? He can give you that inner peace that you are seeking and looking for while you are facing that giant. See? David had peace within. Why? Because he knew the God that he served. See, you got to know. You can't go in there half-stepping now when you facing the giant in a heated, hot battle. And the devil really know how to do it. Then his own family, his brother, the oldest one, there he talking, mocking him. And you just come out here with yourself just to be nosy. You ain't got nothing to be nosy. Oh, you think you something. Yeah. See? See, that's the enemy. Working against you with your own kin. And David said, what have I done? He just asked a question. He didn't go down there to do it. Huh? See? So David wanted to know. I mean, y'all ain't going to do nothing. I mean, everybody there, and he did, I mean, day and night. For 40 days and 40 nights, the Bible said that Goliath came down there saying, come out, fight me. Come out, you scaredy cat. You know how they do. Yeah? You ain't nothing. Come on. I take all of you on. But thank God, God always got somebody. See? Ain't you glad? Can that one person in your family be you today? The face of a giant situation in your family life? Or turn that situation? He always got a little object to turn a negative. Some simple thing. Well, everybody can be blessed. See? See how God will turn that negative into a positive? He'll turn that bad situation and make some good out of it. He said, what I do for one, I do for all. You have no respect to person. And he is turning it even as I speak. Oh, thank you, Jesus. See, give him praise. Give him glory for victory. See, the victory have already been fought and already been won for you. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, help me somebody. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. So don't let criticism, complaining, and mockering stop you from doing the will of what God has commanded you to do. When you're facing the giant, oh, praise God. When you're caught, as I said on yesterday, between the problem and the promise, dwell more on the promises than on the situation. But in this situation here, this heated battle, David had to go face to face. Praise God. Somebody had to go down in the valley. And the Bible says David ran. He ran to meet him. In the name of Jesus, he ran to meet him. Man, what about you today? Huh? Is you still walking slow?
Walking
slow?
Ain't going there.
Ain't going near it. But talking. But God wants somebody that got some courage. See? And Joshua, give me Joshua 1 and 8 there real quick. Oh, praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Joshua, there it is. In the name of Jesus. Oh, praise God. I'm still here.
Mm-hmm.
And then, 1 and 8, yeah. Thank you. Bye. Read.
This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth.
Y'all hear that? This book of the law should not depart from your mouth. See, that's what David had. Read.
But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein.
Mm.
For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
Y'all hear that? Get in the word. See, when you're facing the giants, what do you need to do? Get into the word and meditate on it, what? Day and night. Now, then you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will do what? Your way will be prosperous, and you will have what? Good success. And that's what David got. See? He knew. See? Out of the 150-some songs David wrote between 72 and 73 of them, David did. And he did a lot of them songs of situations and trouble and what he went through in life. But then he wrote a lot of them also when he was on the backside of the mountain, even before they even knew his name.
Mm-hmm.
See? That's what he did. He meditated day and night. God give him that. See? Give me verse 9, Sister Diane.
Have not I commanded thee?
Mm-hmm.
Be strong and of good courage.
Oh, be what? Strong. See what David done? And of good what? Courage. See? He wasn't afraid of that giant. He said, this day, I'm going to have your head. See? In the name of the Lord. He didn't say, I'm going to do it. He said, in the name of the Lord. When you go in the name of Jesus Christ, something going to happen. And something great, not good, great going to happen. Why? Because he said, if I be lifted up from the earth, he'll draw all men unto thee. But put God first in your life. Read it out. Go.
Be not afraid. Neither be thou dismayed,
mm-hmm.
for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest.
See? Look at that. Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid. David wasn't afraid. Why? He said, this day, I'm going to have your head. He wasn't afraid. See? And he wasn't dismayed. He wasn't backing up. Yeah, we read it. What did it say? He ran to meet that giant. And that's what it said. He ran to meet him. What about your situation? I don't know, man. What do you mean you don't know? Can God work it out for you? 3 weeks ago? Last month? You're still here. Hmm? He made the way out of no way for you back then. And he the same God. What you facing now? Huh? He's God. He said he changed not. He said he's God yesterday, today, and forevermore. In the name of Jesus. All praise the Lord. But I just wanted you to look at that. Only be strong. Verse 7 say, do what? Read verse 7 for me, Sister Diane. You know, I'm about to finish it.
Only be thou strong and very courageous,
mm-hmm.
that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou may prosper whithersoever thou goest.
You don't turn to the left or to the right. When you, especially when you're facing the giant, you turn your head if you want to. You can get your head cut off. Try to keep your eyes. You're so big, you ain't got time to turn your head. Come on now. Or your situation. Praise God. Turn to the... Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may prosper. Keep your eyes, but keep your mind focused on the Lord. I think I made that clear. You're facing the giant. You got your eyes, but your mind is on the Lord. And that's what David said. He said, you come to me with a spear and shields, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. Didn't he have his eyes on him? But he said, I come to you in the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Man, God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised, and he will supply your needs. He will supply. Thank you, Sister Diane. Not some of them. He said, I'll supply all. See? You can't get nothing out of all but all. Praise God. See, every word of God's word is important. And don't look over the little words like if, and, is. They mean something. If is a possibility. God said, if you will, I will. See? Always, is mean now. You see, people always saying that I've been baptized. Been is past tense. Come on now. But do you have the is baptism of the Holy Ghost abiding in your life right now? In the name of Jesus. See? The old thief on the cross. He was facing death. But what side? See, there's always two sides. They're like that battle with the Philistines. God, people on one side, and the giants, the Philistines, on the other, and the valley in between. But the cross, Jesus in the middle, one thief on the left, and the other thief on the right. And the question today is, what side are you leaning on? You can make that quality decision. The Lord said, today you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Today is the day of salvation. Don't put off the day for tomorrow. We used to say that tomorrow is not promised to you, but you know the next 5 minutes is not promised to us.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Come on now. See? So if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, say, Lord, here I am. I repent for all of my sins, and I accept you as my Lord and Savior from this day and forevermore. In the precious, matchless name of Jesus. If you had said that prayer, you're in the family of God. But now you got to pray and ask God to lead you. If you don't have a home church, and if you do or have had a home church, you know, go back with your head high. Praise God. Don't let pride keep you out of God's house. Don't let people's opinion keep you out of God's house.
Amen.
See?
Amen.
We all have glass houses. While people pitching bricks at your glass house, somebody pitching bricks at theirs. And God got a rod at all of us. And the word of God said we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But thank God, amen, you can keep a repentant heart. Thank God, amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? His mercy endures forever. Praise God. Ain't God good? His mercy endures forever. Oh, praise God. He loves you today, and he loves you with an everlasting love. I thank God that we serve a God that loves unconditional. Praise God. You know why I love him? Because he first loved me. Oh, praise God. Give me St. John 3 and 16. You know everybody know that one. Praise the Lord. I'm about finished here. Oh, 3 and 16. You got it? Read.
For God so loved the world,
mm-hmm.
he gave his only begotten Son,
mm-hmm.
that whosoever believeth in him should not perish.
You see that?
But have everlasting life.
Yo, see how simple it is? Now, I like verse 17, too. Read verse 17, Sister Diane.
For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world.
Y'all hear that? Mm-hmm.
But that the world through him might be saved.
See? Now, the only way that you get from earth to glory, from where you at to heaven, is through Jesus Christ. It ain't Buddha. It ain't Sun Yat-sen Moon. It ain't Joseph Smith. It ain't Muhammad. It ain't Hare Krishna. It's Jesus. There is no other name given up under heaven whereby we can be saved but the name of Jesus. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn it. But through him, the world might be saved. See? Now, we're in a troubled world, but ain't you glad that we are in the world, but we're not of it, when you are with him, and he know how to deliver the righteous from the unrighteous, he know how to deliver the godly from the ungodly. Ain't you glad about that today? Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, he love you with an everlasting love. Praise God. So keep your hand in the winding change. Praise God. It's always a brighter day. Amen. Whatever giant that you're facing, whatever situation is in your life, he'll bring you out. Because he would never leave you nor forsake you. He promised that. That's a promise to you. Then I say with the trials and tribulations and the trouble in your life, he got a promise for you. And dwell more on the promises. God, you promised me. He want us to say that to him. He said, come to the throne of grace boldly, where you can find help in the time of trouble, in time of need. See? Come to him. Call on him. He's our Heavenly Father. He's the great I Am. The children of Israel say, Moses, what's his name? He say, tell them I am that I am. I am yesterday, I am today, and I am tomorrow. All wrapped up in one. He's God the Father, God the Son, and God blessed Holy Ghost. All wrapped up in one. Now I want to ask you a question. How big is your God? Is he big enough to make you love them who don't love you? Yes. All right. He's big enough that you can't get over him. He is low enough you can't get around him, under him. Oh, he's a big God. Praise the Lord. He's bigger than any giant that you're facing. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Jesus love you. Bishop Porter love you too. Service in the hands of Diane.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that awesome word coming forth from Bishop Porter today. Facing the giant. What giant are you facing today? That situation that you're facing, see, David faced that giant, and he conquered that giant. You know what? When you're facing that giant, know the weapons that you need. Back then, David had those stones and his slingshot, and he had God. So what do you think that we have? We don't have that kind of slingshot, but you know what? We got the word. We got the word.
The word of God.
And he said that we have more fighting for us than against us. You may look at your situation and want to throw in the towel and say, I give up. But remember, you got more fighting for you than against you. It may not look that way. Just like how Elijah, let me see how we go. It was Elijah said, open Elijah's eyes so that he can see that there is more fun. You know, you don't get them mixed up, Elijah and Elisha.
Yeah, it was Elijah.
There you go, to open his eyes and see. So you know what? There you go. So today, put on the whole armor of God when you're fighting. Because you're fighting that enemy within the enemy. Because they call themselves your enemy. And God said he will fight against those that fight against you. But can you stand and face that giant without any fear in your heart? Can you do that? So today stand and know that you serve awesome and powerful God, and nothing is too hard for him. He is right there because he said he will never leave you nor forsake you. He give us the tools. He give us the tools, the weapons to fight against our enemy. But do we use them? No. Use them today. In this day and time, use them. Get in the word today and use the word. You cannot fight a spiritual war today. Stand against that enemy trying to fight in the natural. It's not going to happen. So get in that word today. Get that relationship with Christ today. We just thank God for that awesome word, again, coming forth from Bishop Porter. Join us every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. If you have missed the broadcast, you can join, you can visit our Facebook page at Logan International Ministries and click on that link today. Join us tomorrow night at 11 p.m. for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. That call-in number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Remember, prayer is universal. We believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And standing together in unity, in one accord, tearing the devil kingdom down. So be blessed today.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, help me please. worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go.
Then I let it
God,
let him have,
let God have his
way. That's when things start happening. Let God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.